about. Therefore, if the Eidim tell us that these Eidim starting on a star, we only start on this star, not for another Shimon ben Yosef, then if that's the case, of Kol Ma'aseh Bezdin, Hareza Yachza. Rav Ashi Yomak, going to Ko'amri, the Ko'ama, Nekev Yeshdi B'tzad Reis Plinus. Said, no, you know when we return the star, if the person says, I have a Simon Muvuk, I could tell you exactly that right next to the tzaddik, there's a dot, there's a hole in the get. That's called a Simon Muvuk. The Mor says, V'davka B'tzadayis Ploinis, only a tremendously good simin that you can say exactly where the dat is, why that ois. Avonekev B'yamaloi, but just to say, I'll give you a simin in my get that has a hole in the get, that's not a good simin. I mean, that's not good. Loi, because Ravashi Mesafkelei, Simonim Idi Yirai Sid Rabonin. Ravashi has a suffix, that's what we're going to learn later on in Mesechta and the Perek Ela Metzias, to have you lose something. And you have a simin, we give it back to you, he has a sharla, maybe Tony Midi Rabonin. That midi raisa by Yisurim, we won't be sermich on Simonim. That we return in Aveda with Simonim, maybe it's only midi rabbonin on Dovashib and Momin, because there we sell like Hefka Bez Nefka, you have a right to take money. Mashen came by Yisurim, but I guess we won't return it with Simonim. See, but that's what Ravashi says, we return to get to you, is only if you have a Simon Muvuk, that's called a very good Simon. There, everybody holds that helps midi raisa. If you could say, on my get, I know for sure, under the third Sadik, there's a dot, there's a hole there, that's Simon Muvuk, that's when we return it to you. Rabba Bar Achana Irkas Lagita. Rabba Bar Achana lost the get. Rashi says he was a shliach to bring a get, and he lost it on the way. Bein Midrash in the base Medrash, he lost it. Omar, so he said to the Rabbanan there, listen, Isimon Isle Begavei. If you want to, I'll give you a simon, I'll give you a proof that's my get that I'm taking. Isfias Eina Isle Begavei. If you want to, I'll just prove it to you with a tfiya sign. It means not with simonim, but just my eyes. When I look at it, I can recognize it. For such an amount, if you could recognize something, that's also proof it's yours. So Gemara says, Ahadu Nalei, the Rabbanu gave it back to him. But Omar, Rabbi Varachana said, Lo Yodana, I'm not sure why they returned it to me. Imishum Simonim Ahadu Nalei, was the pshat that this place of Medrash they hold, that you could be Sermachan Simonim, the Kosavra, and they hold Simonim Diraisa, that we return a Mitzia when somebody gives a Simon, that's a Svarim Diraisa, that Simonim is enough of a proof to say it's yours. We don't have to be afraid, maybe it fell from somebody else's. And you also have the same simon? No. So if you hold simonim, is your isa, you can even give a get also back. So maybe that's the shot why the rabbanan gave it back to him. Oh, you also use masupit, maybe no. Mishum tfiyas ena hadrin alei. He only gave it back to him because he said he could recognize it. Al this simonim alone could be with simonim alone, simonim will have your isa. We only return a mitzvah with simonim. But a get by Yisurim, we can't return with simonim. Here, the reason why the Rabbanan gave it back to Rabbi Bar Bachana was because he's able to say that he has a tfiyas eino. His eyes can recognize it. And if so, v'daf ketsumim in Rabbanan, we only return it to someone that has a tfiyas eino if the guy's a Talmud Chacham. Because then we say he's not lying. Avalinish di yamaloi. For a normal person, we're afraid to give it back just the fact he says he recognizes it. Because maybe he's lying. The Rashi said, v'daf ketsumim in Rabbanan, the muchzat lon dey t'lei mishani b'diburei. A Talmud Chacham like doesn't lie, doesn't change around. So if he says he recognizes it, we trust him. In other words, when a person recognizes something, that's a tremendous simon. That's like a simon movement. That for sure would help. The only question is, by a regular person, we're afraid maybe he's lying. He says he recognizes it, but maybe really he doesn't recognize it, so we can't trust him. But by Summa Midrabbanan, we're not afraid he's lying. Therefore, since he tells us he recognizes it, that alone is a good simon. That's like a simon movement. Gufrimar says, when before, Motsa Gerisha Meshukah, somebody finds a Gerisha in the street, so it says, Bizman Sha Balmoid, if the Baal admits that he gave his get to his wife, Yafli, give it back to your wife. Ain't a Balmoid, if the Baal does not admit, La Yafla, we don't want to turn up either of them.
But I call upon him, Bizman Sha Balmoid, Mil Yafla, when the husband admits that he gave the get to his wife, he's supposed to return it to her, La Yafli, for Lechash, why aren't we afraid? Shema Kosav Litim Benisin, maybe the husband wrote the get up in Isin. He decided, he thought he was going to give a get to his wife in Isin. But V'leinosan Lo'at Tishrei, why aren't we afraid that he only gave it to her 6 months later in Tishrei? So what would be the problem like that? What would be the problem like this? V'ozal Baal Zovin Peri Minisin V'at Tishrei. Since Lamaisa, the husband only gave the get in Tishrei, so the husband had a right to eat the peris of Nichsem Elug up until Tishrei. We know like this, when you're married to your wife, if your wife has property, you have a right to eat the peris. The Baal eats the peris of his wife, the Chosim. So since you first gave it to get in Tishrei, you have a right really to take the peris up until Tishrei. What happened was, the husband took these peris and sold it to somebody. Now later we're afraid that the Isha now, Omafka Lagita, she's going to take out her get. The cost of the Nisan, that in the get it says she got to get a Nisan. If so, the Yafla Mitzvah Lakuka Shlekadin, she's going to go now and take away those peris that the husband sold to somebody else. She's going to say, listen, You just bought these peres off my husband. That was grown between Nisan and Tishrei. You have no right to take it. I have a proof that I received the gift in Nisan, and therefore the peres are mine. So she'll take away the peres, she'll like it in. That's what we should be afraid about. So how can you give the get back to the Isha? Why aren't we afraid? Maybe the husband really didn't give it to her until Tishrei. Tomorrow says it depends. The kash is in like this. Honicha, so it's good. It wouldn't be a kash for Mandi Yama if we hold like one Mandi Yama Gittin says. Kivan Shinosan, Ein of the Garsha. As soon as the husband decides to give his wife a get, he gets angry at him, made up, that's it, I'm going to give you a get. Even though he doesn't give it to her yet, but Shuv Ein Labal Peres. Still, the Baal has to stop eating Peres at that second. As soon as the husband makes up his mind, I want to give my wife a get, from then on he can't eat Peres. Then Shaper. Then here we have nothing to be afraid about. Since the husband had the get written up in Nisan, it shows us he really wanted to give her a get in Nisan. He just didn't get around to give it to her until Tishrei. Therefore, the Peres that he sold in between really was Shalakid in. Therefore, she later has the right to take it away, everything would be good. But according to the Mandi Yoma, Yesh Labal Peres at Shas Nesina, no. Even though the Baal writes up to get the Nisan, as long as he doesn't give it to his wife, he has the right to eat Peres until the Nesina, Maik Lameima. It should be a kasha then. How could you give this get back to the Isha? Why aren't we afraid she's going to take away the Peres like a din? So you must be like this, no, I'll tell you, Kiyasa Lemitrov, if the Isha with this get would want to go take back the Peres that the husband sold, Arminin-law, the people that bought the Peres for sure would tell her, I see Raya Amos Matigit Liyotcha. Listen, I don't trust this get. Sure, you're a get now, a get. But who says it happened right now in Tishrei? Maybe the get was... who says the get took place in Nisan the way it says it? Maybe it first took place in Tishrei. The Lakeach that brought the Peres will tell the Isha, I want to have proof Adrian bring me when exactly you received the get. So that's why we're not afraid that maybe she'll take away the Peres like it did. Because, of course, the people that brought the Peres will be smart enough to ask her back and bring me a proof when exactly you received the get. This get says it was written in Nisan, but they'll tell, we're afraid maybe it was written then, but you first received it in Tishrei, so you don't have a right to get the Peres. And it will be a little proof, because the husband of Stam wouldn't do some Shlokadin, so since your husband sold me the Peres, that should be a proof that the get first took place in Nisan, in Tishrei, really. So that's why we're not afraid. So Gemara asks, now what kind of story is this? Umay shino mishtari chayv, why is it different than a shtar chayv? Since now we learned, motzei shtari chayv, somebody finds a shtar chayv, so it depends. We had the Mishnah before in your days. If the shtar says the way Reuben owes Shimon $1,000. If there's a shibun, the chosim in the shtar, lo yachzer. We don't return the shtar. And we learned one Shem the Gemara before was, we're talking about even though the laver admits that he did not pay up this money yet. The laver admits he owes the money. Still, we don't return the shtar to the malva. Why not? Because we were afraid there. Maybe the shtar was written up in Nisan, but the Maisa didn't lend the money until Tishrei. The Katar of the Kukash like it did.